There's something wrong with the TV. It's all messed up.
I wonder what that means.
Or what could it mean? It could be over in a couple of hours.
You know something. I'm sure this will turn out to be a big nothing.
This control you think you have?
It's an illusion.
You sense something wrong with the world. You know it controls you and everyone you care about.
What are you talking about?
Money. Money hasn't been real since we got off the gold standard. It's become virtual. And Elliot, we are on the verge of taking down this virtual reality.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, male and female, my name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be breaking down and decoding Leave the World Behind. This will be Leave the World Behind Decoded. You noticed in the beginning a snippet of the trailer, and then I tried to do my best to blend Mr. Robot into this. The very reason why is because the man who directed Leave the World Behind, Sam Esmail, is the same guy who directed the show called Mr. Robot. And if you know what the Mr. Robot storyline was all about, it really fits in line with Leave the World Behind. Obviously, Leave the World Behind being very dramatic, but so was Mr. Robot. And this came out on Netflix. Of course, Netflix is really the giant now for the movies. It's not the movie theaters anymore, per se. It's really Netflix. The power that it has, they released this on December 8th. Why December 8th? And I want to leave this question looming in the background of your mind as I do this presentation. Are all of these people in on a big, giant conspiracy to try to mock you? All of them. Are they in on it? And what would be the point? Or is the mind of man not their own? The mind of woman not their own? How do you get these synchronicities this way? As I go through this presentation, I will let you be the judge of that, of course. So December 8th is when this came out. The book came out in 2020. I'm going to cover both. But it's very fascinating because in my Bitcoin decoded, in my cryptocurrency decoded that I did a few years ago, I highlighted this documentary called Cryptopia, right here, Cryptopia. And in this documentary, they showed many times opening up a digital locker and putting digital coins inside of it. And it was locker number 821, which is a permutation of the 128. So when you use logic and discernment, what is this telling us? Is it saying to leave the world behind of fiat currency? Is the world that we know now not going to be like the world that we are moving into? I think these are very big storytellers here. And the documentary, and who made the documentary, do you think they know a thing or two? And why are they highlighting this number here? This was purposely done, the 821. This was purposely released on 128. Okay, start using logic and discernment here, ladies and gentlemen. And again, this gentleman here directed both Leave the World Behind and Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot being about virtual money. Okay, and this is what this whole thing is all about. Of course, you have the disturbance, the ripple in there with the Leave the World Behind, where you have all this craziness going on, the chaos going on, chaos, and then order comes in. Okay, so let's digress and move towards the book of where this whole storyline came from. by Rumen Alum and Leave the World Behind. That it came out in 2020. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this is important, that the year 2020 was a leap year. Okay, it was a leap year. All you have to do is take any number of a year and divide it by four, and you're gonna, if it gets even numbers without a decimal, it's a leap year. So the next leap year is 2024, next year, and we're right around the corner for that. Okay? The leap year. And so this makes October 6th the 280th day in the year. And this is tied to the 111. This is tied to the sun. This is tied to Lucifer and death. And I'm going to show that in just a little bit. But October 6th can be written 106. Okay? 106. And that's tied to the two base pairs of our DNA. Leave the world. What is this saying? What is this telling all of us? Leave the world behind. The bridge for the 106, as I've been showing consistently now for many years, is this element palladium. These elements are bridges to give us the clues on how this reality operates. Palladium being tied to Pallas, being tied to Athena, which was Jupiter's favorite goddess from his third eye. The vision of the world. The 46th card in the tarot is the Ten of Cups. Those of you that are fans of the Society of Jesus, they were formed on September 27th. This is their founding date card, by the way. Of course, you can see what it means. It means paradise, happy home. It is tied to our DNA. It is the mirror of the 64. 64 being the GD element, the simulation element. Tied to our DNA, leave the world behind. What is this saying here, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to have to make the decision on that. Nothing to fear, though. Change is coming, for sure. So let's go back to the book. I'm going to come back to this 280, the 280th day of the year, but let's take a look at the book. And I thought this was a big clue here. It's got 256 pages. So, of course, I'm going to look on the calendar and see what day of the year that is, and it's on September 13th. I will note that the 13th card in the tarot is the death card. And what's so fascinating about this day is that it's called the day of the programmer. Now, I want you to, again, use logic and discernment here. The day of the programmer, which honors people who innovate and change the world. You're talking about Mr. Robot. You're talking about taking down the virtual world. You're talking about major change, leave the world behind. You're talking about chaos and then order coming in. Because our world's not going to end, ladies and gentlemen. It's just going to have a massive change to it. This is tied right to Gematria, the killing name, because the total words in that song, if you've been paying attention, by Slipknot, is 319 words, and that's a permutation of the September 13th, the 913. But this right here, if you can really take a look at this, it's not September 6th, this is when the article came out, but this day of the programmer, leave the world behind because someone's going to change it. Does this have any merit right here? The pages. This would put it into 2024 if we obviously correlate that to now. 2024 is a leap year. It is the year of the dragon, which is tied to the house of Leo and the sun, which is tied to gold and money. Okay? Gold and money. So this is a big deal right here, this 256. Shifting forward into the author of the book. I couldn't find much information on this guy. So is this guy just fabricated? Well, his name's Rumen Alum. Notice that his name equals 28, and just to the left of his picture, I have the pale horse rider, which is Shiva the Destroyer, which is tied to Neptune, by the way, not just Pluto, but tied to Neptune, Poseidon. And the word Thanatos, which is where you're going to get Thanos from, I would imagine, from the Avengers, if you're a fan of that movie series. It's death. This is the word death in Greek. Thanatos. Thanos. The Avengers, right? Death. His name, it means death through the numerology and the connecting point of death in Greek. This word death comes from Revelation 6 verses 8 with the description of the pale horse. Death and Hades. Leave the world behind. Do you see the connections here, folks? Let's keep going. The connection to Mr. Robot, once again. Sam's show, Mr. Robot. That's a 28. Tied to death. Thanatos in Greek. Taught in Revelation 6 verses 8. The phoenix rising out of the ashes. Right on the cover of The Economist magazine, 1988. So he creates a show, Mr. Robot, about that transition of moving into cryptocurrency, moving into e-coin. Okay? And then this guy right here writes the book and he directs the movie Leave the World Behind, and they're both a 28. Do you see the connections here? Do you think this guy knows this thing, these things here? This guy right here is from Egypt and he's Muslim, by the way. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why that's going to be important at the very end here. So looking at this guy's name numerology now, we have a 19. The word death in Chaldean numerology is 19. We have 9, which is tied to the word sine, as in sine wave, which creates the dollar bill sign symbol. And then I place it into the string of the golden ratio, as I often do with these mathematical equations, the formula, the cosmic code, the source code playing out. It's the 1, 9, and 9, and it forms the 199, and the number 78 appears at digit number 199. It's going to give you 199 and 200. Why is this important? Because his book title, Leave the World Behind, is the number 70 freaking 8. So again, folks, I mean, how is this all this coming out exactly like this? This is not just a one-stop shop, one-hit wonder. I have been showing this for years now. Golden ratio and pi is where it's at for decoding, along with the science of numbers and numerology. Okay, you can see the code now, and it's undeniable. So this number 78 is really important because it leads into the last card of the tarot deck, the King of Pentacles. So does obviously the King of Pentacles, if you know the tarot, it means the King of Money. It's the King of Diamonds. Card number 39, which is tied to Lucifer. Lucifer being 39, the actual word is Halel in the Hebrew. Lucifer is going to give you a different outcome, which is 28. But nonetheless, it's tied to the pale horse rider, Shiva, and death. Lucifer is. Straight up, as is Jesus, because Jesus said, bitch, I ain't coming with peace, I'm coming with a sword. So this King of Pentacles, the King of Money, leave the world behind. This is telling us the transition of the currency that we use, the final transition. And you need chaos to institute it into the world for everybody to be on board, because not everybody is. If this is where the world's going, and if this is what this means, I just can't see us going backwards into using fiat currency anymore, but this is a big marker. I mean, think about what I'm showing you here. The guy's name ends up tying into the golden ratio. The golden ratio is tied to gold. The gold means sun. And this is the King of Pentacles, which is the King of Money. And it's clearly saying that. Leave the world behind financial. The financial markets are going to collapse. And it's going to cause massive pandemonium. People are not ready for this. I don't think anybody can be ready for it, even if you think you're ready. But it must be instituted to have order out of chaos. And this is where you're going to get the Phoenix event. You're going to get the rising out of the ashes and the Phoenix representing the sun. Okay? The Phoenix representing the sun. This is how you're going to cure the debts, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, leave the world behind. So I'm going to go into solar spread number 78, as I often do. And I'm going to locate space number 78, which is right here. This only goes up to 52. But if I take number 78, I have to do the rules of the cards. There's 52 cards in the deck, so we subtract 52 from the 78. We get the number 26. The word source equals 26. Vishnu equals 26. Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh equals 26. Occult equals 26. And the 26th space, ladies and gentlemen, is occupied by the 16th card of the deck, the Three of Clubs. This is the card of the Game Master in Alice in Borderland. This is the card tied right directly to Lucifer, right directly to it. Thomas John Ellis, the actor they casted to play Lucifer, this is his birth card. Okay, this is his birth card. And the Major Arcana cards, the 16th card in the deck, bam, it's the Tower card. This is what's going to happen. It has to happen in order for order to come in. A massive amount of chaos. So you're going to get the Joker, setting the world afire, etc., etc. So this was this right here, this slide right here, ladies and gentlemen, is probably the biggest humdinger out of many of my, probably hundreds of my presentations. I think this one is just like the creme de la creme. Now, I told you earlier in the beginning that Sam is a Muslim. But yet, here I am connecting him directly to Christianity, or Judaism, excuse me. Because the book of Ezekiel is the Old Testament. But it's going to be tied to Christianity as well. It's all the same. It's owned by the same boss. This scripture in Ezekiel 7 verses 19 talks strictly about casting the silver and gold into the streets. They won't be worth anything anymore. See, their gold shall be removed. They shall cast their silver in the streets. And the 719 for the chapter and verse is a direct match of this guy's birthday. It's just a number permutation, a number enneagram. It's a permutation. September being the 9th month on the Gregorian calendar, he's born on the 17th. That's 917. It's a mirror of this, folks. I mean, how much more blatant does it need to be to show you that we live in a predestined, scripted reality and mankind is not in control of it? We're not in control of this reality. We're just along for the ride. This should be absolute ironclad support for that. This guy's Muslim. He goes by the Quran, I would assume, which is a similar book to the Bible, just told in a different way. But you can see how it's directly connected right to him and money. I mean, this one's directly in our face right here. And they're not, this guy didn't get to choose his birthday. You know, he's currently 46 years of age. These are big markers. The book came out on October 6th. That's 106. 106 is tied to Palladium, which is the 46th element. And this guy directed the movie? Come on. There's too many moving parts for mankind to ever be in control of this reality. It just wouldn't even add up. It would be very irresponsible and actually disrespectful to whatever created this reality. Moving forward, ladies and gentlemen, getting to the end of this decode, here are their two names together that they go by. And the total numerology is 53. And this is a really big marker because 53 is tied to the pale horse. This is Revelation 6 verses 8 talking about the pale horse and death and Hades following him. Okay, the pale horse rider tied to Lucifer and Jesus holding the sword, probably one and the same. Knock down my microphone. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 53, leave the world behind. Mr. Robot, burn it down. Create something new. The pale horse rider has to come in to create something new, to wipe the board clean, to eliminate the debt, to get everybody on board. Because everybody sees the chaos, they want order. And they'll cheer for the order when it comes in, not knowing that the boss that created the chaos is the same boss that creates the order. 53, 53. These are easy to see here. And these guys, I bet, have no clue that they're tied to the Pale Horse Rider. Not a clue. But yet, of course, they're doing their duty. They're doing their jobs. Their responsibilities, just like I'm doing mine, just like you're doing yours. We live in a predestined, scripted reality. Here's another one. This is off of my 138 decoded, pale horse decoded. The pale horse, of course, in Greek, here it is. Chloros Ippos, that's the Greek words for pale horse. It's a 53. Okay, 53 is tied to iodine. It's tied to the Joker. There's two deck cards in a deck, two Jokers in a deck of cards. The 0 and 53 card, the Joker. That's why the Joker in 2019 was burning the city down. It's also tied to Lucifer. This is the 3 of clubs. When you say it, it's the 53. I show this, the 16th card tied to the Tower card. These guys are tied right to it, folks. Telling the story. Getting people warmed up and prepared for what's about to come. Going to burn it down before you build it back up again. And even this scripture right here in Genesis was another story in a different context. Don't know if it really happened, but it was a story told in the book. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah and Lord raining fire and brimstone down onto the city, wiping it clean. Did it really get wiped out, or was it just an allegory? Well, when you do the numerology, it's going to give you the number 68, and this is Revelation 6, verses 8. So the pale horse rider is going to come again and again and again and again and again. And I can assure you right now, with absolute certainty, the pale horse rider is definitely tied to this big event that's been going on for the past 2-3 years. The C-19, guarantee that's what the pale horse is tied to. I promise you it is. There it is, you know, Lord Shiva. Okay, so there is no reason to argue and debate about who's got it right. You're wrong, and it's got to be Jesus. Jesus is Shiva. Shiva's Jesus. They're all one and the same. They're all playing the role to create this reality of chaos and order, yin yang. And this is the movie, Lights, Camera, Action, 56. It's the 138. The movie's about to change, folks. It's about to change. The last slide I have here for this presentation of Leave the World Behind, I decided to take a look at the dates between the first release of Mr. Robot and the book, not the movie, the book, October 6th. I should have put the book picture here. So it's June 24th and October 6th, and it was 1931 days, and that's a prime number. 294th prime number. This is an element that I created. It's not. It's fictional at this point. What I called it, Pyronium. I would imagine one day it's going to get created. I doubt they'll name it that. But the 119 and the 3 and the 294, you go ahead and add those up, and you're going to get pi. And pi is what we live in. And pi is what needs to get burned down. The 3.14. We live on it. It's Earth. Okay, we live on it. It's Earth. This even can be 118, the OG of the periodic table, Ogenison, having a 294 weight. These are synthetic, but these elements tell us and they give us clues. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Leave the world behind. What did you see? Would love to hear what you saw. Keep your comments coming. Big shout out to all you that are members of my Patreon. I appreciate each and every one of you for all your continued support. You continue to keep this work going and moving forward. I'm going to keep pumping these big videos out. We keep getting tighter and tighter on these narrations. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.